endlessly hoping her harlequin hovers nearby. You're waiting a word, gasping at glimpses of gentle true spirit. He runs, wishing he could fly, I only to trip at the sound of goodbye. Watching, he waits by the window and wonders at the empty place inside. Heartlessly helping himself to her bad dreams, he worries, did he hear a goodbye?
Have intimate relationships with them if they had no interest in changing, but that's one of the things that just blew the religious people away. He talked to prostitutes. He ate with tax collectors. He hung out with especially wicked people. Now, you know, we hear in the Bible that we should come out from among them and be separate. And yes, there's a truth to that. I always say, I'll hang out with anybody as long as I'm affecting them and they're not infecting me.
Or will this personality serve as an avenue for you?
I was dressed for success, but success it never comes. And I'm the only one who laughs at your jokes when they are so bad.
See, some of you didn't even know whether to clap when I said that or not. Because you're like, that can't be right. We have to really try.
How we doing? WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. You're tuning into Obscurities with Magnus Chanel. Trying to book my band and stuff. Trying to play Albany. Got this bill for Albany at a house show December 12th. Trying to make it happen. Yeah, for those of you listening, thank you. We're going good. Trying to make it weird, but I'm feeling the vibe that it's going to. I don't know. Yeah, sure. Hopefully I make the ending. I got a good song at the end I'd like to play for y'all. This next song is a song by a friend of mine, Andrew Carrington. It's called Realms. It's off his last album, Wilbur. I was talking to him pretty extensively earlier this week on Friday about, you know, what he's trying to do with his music and how he's trying to push the music somewhere else into a different way. This album is fantastic. It's called Wilbur by Andrew Carrington. I think he's a great artist. A good friend of mine. Shared influence, you know how it is. We're going to give it a listen. Realms, Andrew Carrington, Wilbur.
miles so tired. Been partying all night long. But the night is now expired.
Like a little kid who'll just push the envelope and push the envelope and push and just see how far they can push their parent. Just envelope. Like, stop being like a little kid who'll just push the envelope and push the envelope and the envelope and push the envelope and push and just see the envelope and push and open, push the envelope and just push the envelope. Stop being like a little kid who'll just push the envelope and push the envelope and push and just see how far they can push their parents. See how far they can push every new babysitter. Just see what they can in my life.
Cause a dream of yours that don't exist. And I think it's high time for you.
mean, he said some radical, radical stuff. I mean, there's a promise in the Bible that after all these years of being a Christian, I mean, a real committed Christian, I'm still not sure that I understand the weight of it.
Keep on falling for her. It's not the way my mother. One, two, three, four.
WNY 90.9 FM on Onyanta. You're tuning in to Obscurities with Magna Chanel. The last song I just played was this man on the street came up to me in New York City and said something to me. I don't really remember. But he was a painter. And I remember him. I remember his face. I don't think I'll ever forget it. Not for any particular reason. Like, it wasn't very... It wasn't scary or anything, but, you know, he was just an interesting guy. He was just an interesting guy, a guy who loved to meet people, you know. We gave him a flyer for our show, I think, and he said, listen, I got a record, and he put me onto the record, and it's Duane Atlas. New York never had it so good. I don't know why. Not sure why. Yeah. I might end the show early today. I think I'm going to cut it right about now with this this next track. The song is called Love Your Money by a great band called Daisy Chainsaw. Great grunge band. This is what I meant when I said I was going to end heavier than I started. So here you are, my friends. Enjoy. Yeah.
all your money. Love, 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 all your money.
We have to live a lifestyle. A lifestyle. My lifestyle includes meeting needs now. I listen for what people tell me they want and need. And I've learned a secret that the only way I can be happy is if I'm busy giving out, not trying to take in. So I aggressively pursue trying to help people. I aggressively pursue and try to find ways that I can meet needs. And if I can't do it, I'll try to find somebody that can. If I hear somebody needs to get somewhere and they don't have a way to get there and I can't do it, I'll try to call up somebody that can do it. And I've gotten so happy I can't hardly stand myself. That's become part of my lifestyle. But that was not my lifestyle back then. My lifestyle back then was mad all the time because somebody wasn't giving me what I wanted and what I thought I ought to have, and nobody was helping me. Nobody was doing anything for me. Now, I know this doesn't apply to any of you. I tell you, you are an innocent-looking bunch tonight. In Proverbs 14:12, the Bible says, there is a way that seems right to a man, but it ends in death. And I don't think that's just talking about like when you die and go to the grave. I mean that there's a way that we think is right. And I'll tell you what that way is. It's the way that feels right. It's the way that feels comfortable. It doesn't put any pressure on our flesh. There's a way that seems right to man. There's a way that makes sense to man. But it fills us full of every kind of misery that we can possibly be filled with. How many of you will at least give me this? Do you believe that we need to see more really joy-filled, peaceful Christians? You know, sometimes, I mean, this is sad to say, but
speeding past the skyline. Anything could happen next. You're burning and you're open to the night. Maybe I could hitch a ride and we could do whatever we like. Anything we like. And then
looking at you for the first time is like seeing first light at the end of the tunnel. Burning all my bridges for FaceTime. It's lucky it hurt or I would never know when to run for cover. Coming up after a long time. It breathes, it breathes, it breathes, it breathes. Wish I knew. Tell all, read all about it, feel like.
But who's to say we won't be back here someday to relive the past again?
Since I stepped foot in this town, I know that I've been followed. Everybody that I've seen, everybody that I've heard, everybody that's seen me, I know they're not real, and I know they want to take me, and I know it's never going to end until I can get out of here.
Yeah. Guys?
What?
I think we're lost.
No, don't say that.
I really don't know where we are. I think we lost the signal.
I thought that the thing that you had, it worked. What happened?
No, I don't know.
Oh, don't say that.
Please.
What was that noise?
Oh, if you're listening to this, please tune into WONY 90.9 FM.
Oh my God!
Please. No!
This is a brief public service announcement on behalf of the WONY 90.9 FM on the Onyanta station. When any amount of snow strikes the city and the roads are unsafe to drive on because of how much it has been accumulated in our streets or even black ice is formed on the roads, that's when the snowplowers